Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Welcome back to our Weekend Warriors.
The Weekenders.
Thank you all for tuning in on the weekend. Happy Saturday. Tori and I are actually going to do what we did last weekend, which was where we do a normal devotional this Saturday, and we're going to do our long form tomorrow on Sunday. So stay tuned for that. But let's just jump into it, baby.
Yeah, let's do it. Today's devotional is titled Extending God's Love, and we're reading out of Jeremiah 22, verse 3. It says, "This is what the Lord says, be fair-minded and just, do what is right, help those who have been robbed, rescue them from their oppressors, quit your evil deeds, do not mistreat foreigners, orphans, and widows, stop murdering the innocent." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I have the world in my hands. Brokenness is all around you, but I don't want you to be overwhelmed by what is happening in this world. You are not responsible for carrying the weight of the world. That is my job. I called you to be a light in the darkness and an extension of my hope and love to those who are hurting. You may not think you can handle what I have called you to, but I can do amazing things in and through you to touch the world. I will give you the strength you need to shine in this dark world. I am with you, and I will go before you. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "It's easy to be overwhelmed by the pain that we see around us. Sometimes it seems easier to ignore those who are hurting than to help them because we feel so helpless ourselves. But how we feel doesn't change the fact that we are messengers of hope and extensions of God's love." The Treasure of Truth says, "Change one person's life and you have changed the world for that person."
I love that because I've really felt powerless at times too. You know the whole, I don't know how many people are listening and have actually heard of like the good and the Chad, but that my old Instagram name and my old email address and the old website way back in the day was born because I felt like it was almost impossible to fight all the bad stuff with good.
Yeah.
And I felt paralyzed as if I couldn't do anything. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to create a difference one step at a time. And that's where insert, you know, the good in the Chad.
Mm-hmm.
But it really stemmed from, well, technically two books, but one book. The first book is the Bible. Okay. The second book is called 212, The Extra Degree. And basically that book taught me about like qualitative impact.
Hmm.
For example, I love that everyone's listening is like, huh? Like, what does that even mean? Okay, hear me out. If you cut out 30 minutes of television a day, you will have 180 hours back at the end of the year.
Wow.
That's a lot of time to do some good.
That's crazy.
If you open the door for two people a day, you will have helped over 700 people that year.
Wow.
And you can actually see impact when you quantify it.
Right.
And so I, that's something that I really kind of take to heart is because I do think it can be so easy to become paralyzed in the face of the overwhelming sheer of hardship.
Yeah.
Right. Everywhere you look, especially right now in the world, is just,
How
could I possibly help?
Yeah.
And it's debilitating and we need hope and we have hope.
Yeah.
And the hope is God. The hope is Jesus. And and we should act differently and we should love differently and we should respond to hardships differently than the world because we have that.
Yeah. That's so good. I was hoping that you would share that story because as I was reading it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is literally what the good in the Chad was about. But anyways, y'all, I can't encourage you enough to not be paralyzed and to not carry the weight of the world, because I feel like it's so easy to take on a ton of negative information and then carry it and not know what to do with it. And then those small little things, kind of like we talked about in yesterday's devotional, they seem like they don't make an impact. But just like Chad said, when you quantitate them. Is that how you say it?
Quantify it.
It really does make a huge impact down the line or in people's lives. I can't tell you enough times when I've just been having a down day or off and I get a text from a friend saying, hey, you're on my heart and I'm like lifting you up in prayer today. How that can lift my spirits. And all that was a quick text message and a quick prayer from a friend. And we just don't want to discount those little ways that we can extend God's love in this world, because something so small in our hands can be something so big when it's given to God and he works through those little things.
Yeah, I think that actually be a fun thing to talk about for tomorrow's long form, which is, I don't want to say easy, right? But simple ways to love your neighbor
that
make a big difference. So Tor and I will work on that. But in the meantime, do you want to pray something out?
Yeah, I'd love to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are above it all. Lord, you reign above it all. Lord, all the things that overwhelm us, the darkness, Lord, you are the light and you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you are able to carry it all on your shoulders, Lord. So I pray for our listeners right now, Lord, the ones who are feeling overwhelmed, the ones who are feeling downcast, Lord, that you would lift them up, that you would lift their shoulders back, God, that they would have this new sense of excitement to serve you in little ways in their daily lives, to look for those little opportunities to be an extension of your love and your light inside of a dark and broken world. God, we know that there is brokenness all around us, Lord, and we can't handle it. There's nothing we can do, God, but you through us, you can do much, Lord. So we just want to say we're available. Lord, send us, give us more opportunities to shine your light and to love our neighbors. So Lord, we're going to open up the floor right now for our listeners to pray, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them.
Abounding love, so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning on Saturday.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Talk to you on Sunday. Love you. Bye.
Bye.